Hey, I'm here with Alyssa J, my new girlfriend.
In your dreams.
Yeah. This is episode 2 of the Option One podcast. I'm here with Alyssa J, like I just said, my new girlfriend. And we're going to talk about a number of things. So we're going to go a little bit into your Babe Station career and what you did at Studio 66. And we're going to go into a little bit more about your outside work that you've done. And obviously the stuff that, you know, because you work here at Babe Station, you've been made, you know, they didn't like that. So we're going to go into that. We're going to go into your love life and how society and people feel about that. And we're going to go into things that you've done singly and stuff like that. It's going to be really good. You're looking forward to it, right?
Yes.
It sounds really good.
So excited.
Yeah, really good for you. And then what I'm going to do, I'm going to grab your phone. I'm going to go on Instagram and I'm just going to start sending DMs to celebrities. And that'll be the last thing I do. So yeah, Option One podcast. Alyssa J's really looking forward to it. So it's going to be fun.
You're through to Option One. Option One podcast.
All right, game to loosen us up. Arms loosen. Okay, you played the yes or no game before?
No. I don't know.
Well, it's good because you kind of lost the concept already there. So basically, I'm just going to start asking questions and you can't say yes or no.
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay.
Are you ready to start?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a yes or no.
I am.
Oh, I am. Good, good.
I am.
How's your day been?
Good.
You're Alyssa J, right?
I am.
Yeah. You're just going to answer everything I am.
Mm-hmm.
you've grasped the concept of it. You're really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you think you'll say I am again?
Mm-hmm.
Are you just going to...
I will.
Oh, you will?
I will. Well,
you will. You will. So you definitely won't say yes or no?
Definitely won't.
Say yes or no?
Definitely won't do that.
Okay, good. You've passed. Well done.
Yay.
Round of applause. Yay. That's just a warm-up game. Thanks. The thousands of people here cheering.
You're welcome.
Tristan loves the soundboard. Don't you, Tristan?
Love the soundboard.
Yeah. Soundman T. What other effects you got on there? You got another one? DJ.
What would you use that for?
For me to say DJ.
When Sam has a good idea, we can go.
Yeah, that button don't get used much.
It don't get used.
Yeah. I got there before you.
When
I got
he's
in
thinking,
there, Jake.
Yeah, when he's like. When Sam has
that's a bad idea. That's when I was thinking. Okay, let me introduce you. Alyssa J, everyone. Yay! So, Alyssa, to start things off, I mean, we've been knowing each other for how long?
3 years.
3 years?
Yeah.
I'd say we're friends, even?
Thank you.
Oh, that's all right. You're welcome.
I'll take that.
Yeah, nice. How was your day today? Because you came this morning. How was it? Okay?
Yeah, I only came for a couple of hours and then...
You're going to go back on after this?
Yes, I am.
So when you started, because actually I've known you for a few years. I'm interested because I haven't asked any of these questions from you. So what made you like want to get into like doing Babe Station or like being a babe on TV or doing camming? What made you make that decision?
I actually got scouted on Instagram.
Okay.
From a, I say like a photo shoot company. It's like it's sort of similar to like OnlyFans and stuff, but it was like sets of photos, just a website where girls upload sets of photos and guys can pay for the sets, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I got scouted by them and they were like, we'll give you this much money, come down to London, it's all paid for. Literally just like out of the blue, like they hadn't done anything like that before. So I was like, fuck it, let's just go down there and see.
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's go down. And then from doing that, I then got scouted by Studio 66.
Mm-hmm.
So they then contacted me and was like, obviously everyone's heard of Babe Station, but
yeah,
I never like thought anything about it or looked into it or anything. And then Studio 66 contacted me and was like, would you be interested in doing TV with us?
Yeah.
And so I went down there to like a little sort of tour, like, told me briefly what it was all about, and then literally a week later started work.
Were you nervous?
Yeah, like I didn't know what to expect, like because I'd never watched Babe Station or anything like that. I'd heard of it, but I never watched it.
Have you not like guy mates or?
No, yeah, the sort of thing they'd flick over at night, and then
dad.
All the girls would be like, turn it off, and they'd be like, okay,
and
that would be it. But yeah, like I'd never actually watched it or anything, so. And they were like, yeah, come do this. And do you know what? I remember my first shift at studio.
Go for it.
So they sat me on an office set And they were like, you can put your feet up on the desk. So I put my feet up on the desk and I didn't move. And I mean, I didn't move like a muscle for like an hour. And then they were like, oh, come try another set. And I went to get off the set and like fell to the floor because I pinned needles in my legs.
Oh, because you just fell off your first leg because you haven't moved.
Because I hadn't moved for an hour.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, oh my God, because I literally had numb legs.
Might move my legs next time so I can physically walk off the set.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you're a hard worker. Like, it proves you're a hard worker.
You just sit there and you take calls. So I genuinely just sat there.
Yeah.
And took calls, didn't do anything.
Was that on daytime?
Yeah.
Yeah. So was your first caller like a daytime caller?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. I've always done daytime.
Yeah. And how did you find that? Like, because I guess for people that don't understand this industry, like, would find that, was it daunting or was it like the first, the first caller? Because you do cam in and then you did that.
No, I just went straight on TV.
Straight on TV. Yeah. So you got your first caller. Did you get prepped on like what to say and what not to say?
No, they let me listen to a call. Okay. There was like one of the girls on the phone. I sort of went out of the back and listened to it while she was on the phone and that was it. And I was like, off you go. Mm. But I feel like your first calls are easier because people call you because they know you're new. And everyone's like, oh, hi, are you new? And that's how the conversation starts.
Mm.
So I feel like it's so much easier to talk to people because everyone just wants to get to know a little bit about you because you're new.
Mm.
And then once you're on a little bit longer, then they want to talk about everything else. And it's no longer about you being new. It's about, oh, you're pretty, you've got nice boobs. And then it moves on.
Yeah. So then you go from there to Babe Station. Did we contact you?
I think when I was at studio, I signed up to BS cams.
Okay.
So I was on Babe Station cams for a few months, just doing it at home, like when I wasn't at studio.
Mm.
And then, yeah, I got contacted by Babe Station to...
And then was that a lot different?
Mm.
It's similar, isn't it?
Yeah,
this job is only so many things, do you know what I mean? So yeah. I guess, because I assume your callers and your fans moved over.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. all the ones that are like, don't leave because I'm never going to speak to you again. And all of a sudden they've got a username at Babe Station.
And they speak to you again?
Yeah. They just don't want you to move.
Thank you, Alyssa J fans. There you go. That's cool. So when you first decided to start camming and doing that stuff, like, what did your, like, did you tell your, like, friends and does your family know what you do?
So my family sort of found out because I lived at home at the time with my mum, my sister.
Mm.
So they sort of just like assumed like I was constantly on my laptop with the door closed and they'd go to come in my bedroom. I'd be like, get out. And they'd be like, what are you doing? I'm like, get out.
I'm watching stuff. Leave me alone.
Yeah. So they thought I was like addicted to porn or I was porn.
Oh.
Like that's what they just assumed.
Either
she's watching things she shouldn't or people are watching her.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's not the thing, though. It's a lot. It's like a lot less than that, especially what you do.
Yeah.
Like daytime stuff. So
that's what my family assumed of me.
Did you have to explain that to them?
No, I never really explained because they knew I worked at studio anyway.
Mm.
So it was more so, I think they guessed it was like that, but a bit more. And yeah, I've never really fully explained,
yeah,
I guess what I do. But it's more so like I go home and they're like, I'll tell them funny stories.
Yeah,
I had like
of
a funny call or something. No, but
I do that.
Yeah. But they don't, I don't think they think much into it at all. They don't care at all. None of my family care. My friends don't care.
Yeah.
Like everyone's actually really good with it.
Yeah.
So.
And your friends just loving that you're doing it and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how does it affect like meeting someone or like your love life and stuff like that? Because for me, I think it affects like even working here as a guy, I'm not even on TV or on the stuff. Do you know what I mean? I'm just physically in the studio. Do you think it affects it?
100%.
Yeah?
Yeah.
In what way?
So, yeah, you like categorize guys. So you've got fans or not fans, basically.
Mm.
So when I've spoken to people and I've told them I work for Babe Station or they've seen on my Instagram or something that I'm at Babe Station, they either turn into a fan where they like get too engrossed into it, like they start watching me online and they're like, I've had guys send me pictures of me on TV and be like, I'm watching you right now. And I'm like, but why? Like, you could call me and speak to me anytime, like I see you at the weekend or whatever.
Mm.
So you either get people that sort of cross that boundary where go a bit.
That must be strange. So you've had a guy?
I've had guys send me, guys that I've been like seeing, like send me pictures of me on TV and be like, I'm watching you.
How does that make you feel?
I just find it a bit weird. Like, it's not like I'm doing anything on TV exciting. Like, I'm on the phone, like, I'm just chilling.
Do you think
why watch?
Do you think they think it's like, I don't know what the right word is. I don't know if the word's gimmick or like they like the idea of that, like, I'm going to go on a date with a babe station.
Yeah, I think they either watch because they want to know what I actually do and they don't know if I've been honest with them about it. Or, yeah, that it's like a big... I've actually had a guy before, we went on a date together and I caught him taking a picture of my ass.
What?
So he put the flash on his phone. We were in a pub. So it wasn't just me and him, there's other people there. And I was like, what are you doing? And he's like, oh, I'm just putting it in the group chat. And I was like, what? He's like, I'm just telling the guys I'm with a babe station girl. And I was like...
And what, took a picture of your ass and then just sent it to all his mates?
Then put it in a group chat. And I was like, what are you doing? And do you know what his response was? It's okay because of what you do for work.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean...
And that's where they cross that line of like, he's just like a fan now because it's like he's like excited telling his friends, like, oh my God, I'm with Alyssa. Like,
yeah. That's mad. That's mad. So, wait, like...
So did you carry on with the date?
Wait.
Oh yeah, I made him get me dinner. Oh. Yeah, obviously. I ate. Yeah. Girl's got to eat. You
know? That's it. Oh man, I hate like
trash.
Yeah, like it's because well, you're in a room with like a couple guys here as well, and all of us are like a little bit disgusted in the face. I can tell.
Yeah.
Do you know what it is? It's like I like group chats. Like I was like, you do group chats like when it's like a stag and stuff like that, and it's like fun. But there's like, I bet. I'd love to go and douchey bag group chats where it's just like guys, obviously, misogynistic guys. Well, obviously, do you know what I mean? I think it's okay to just take a picture of a woman's ass and say, she's got a cracking ass because she puts it on babes. It's like...
Yeah.
Fucking weird, man.
It's weird. But it's like you don't even need to... Like, obviously, he must have been feeling like, I don't know, like buzzing that he's going on a date with you.
Yeah.
And he's just ruined it in like 2 seconds because he's just mad disrespectful.
And I feel like that was why he went on a date with me as well, to tell his friends that he had been on a date with
me.
Oh,
so that makes you feel shitter.
Why he took the picture, yeah. Like, oh my God, I've been on a date with this girl, and then took the picture and was like, yeah, this is this girl. I think that's what it was, like a bragging thing, rather than actually like probably interested in me at all. It's just like to brag to people.
That's bad, man.
Yeah.
Have you had like, so have you had dates that are like, do you always tell them that you work at babe station straight away?
No. I used to.
See, I do. I've done that as like I always feel
every
like
three stages.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like you got two options. You either feel like you're lying, or for me, I feel like I'm put in the friend zone in like 2 seconds.
How do you think how do you think it affects you when you're like talking to girls?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess like, you know, like all men aren't like that and all girls aren't like this. Mm. But from my experience, it is like, it's like girls just think that it's like, so when you go on a night out, guys will always think like, oh, I bet you like, you know, you get to see boobs
all
the time.
Your guy friend will tell everyone you speak to.
Yeah. And so therefore there's a massive, you know, block already. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? To ever meeting a girl. And then when you start speaking to a girl or anything like that, do you know what I mean? It's like, oh, I work at babe station. And I could just tell in their demeanor that they're just like, they're interested because they want to hear about the job because it is interesting. And they're like, oh, what do you do? What's it like? This, that, that. And then I go into a false sense of like, oh, she's interested in me, but she's not.
She's just curious.
She's just curious of what the job is. And it's like, okay. But then there's the other way. Like I went on a night out once. And a girl, like, literally had a go at me for working at babe station because she was, I don't know, I don't want to assume about her, but she was, like, saying, like, you're making women do this, you know, women don't have to do that, like, you know, it's you know, it's disgusting and stuff like that. So I'm not making girls do that.
People definitely have a preconceived idea of what babe station is, always,
or even like camming in general, and even like OnlyFans as well, like it's the levels that you want. Do you know what I mean? That's first of all, and secondly, like it's like every girl here is like run like their own, that they are their own business, which is well interesting. And it's like, mate, I like to think sometimes I run the studio, but I don't run the studio. Do you know what I mean?
You don't
force these girls to do these shows.
Listen, would you date a guy who worked at Babe Station as a producer?
Yeah,
would you?
Because I know that, like,
thanks, team, man. He's got my back. It's just a shame my name's Sam.
Because I know that there's not like, the producers aren't out the back getting with all the girls. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I feel like that's the idea that people have.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah, they don't work here anymore.
I bet all you do is... I think all you do is, you must touch all these girls.
You must touch all these girls. Nah, it's not like that at all.
Yeah.
There's another thing that I want to talk about as well. So you work here at Babe Station and you do camming as well. Mm-hmm. But you also do another job, right?
I do indeed.
What do you do?
I am a project coordinator for an offshore engineering company.
Wow. Well, what does that mean? What does that mean?
So I work in the oil and gas industry.
Okay.
And we send guys and equipment out to oil rigs.
Okay.
But it's as simple as that. Yeah. So we basically open up the projects for the project engineers to arrange for
people to do that. So you do both at the same time? So you work weekday 9 to 5 there and then you do weekends here?
Yeah.
How did they react to you doing this?
They actually don't care. I say they don't care. They have no issue.
Well, yeah, because it's a weekend job.
They have no issue at all. Like, the guys there are actually really good about it. Sometimes I'll come in, they'll be like, do you get any weird callers? And I'm like,
yeah.
Every week. Like, yeah. But, like, sometimes
they're not the weird caller, are they?
No. I would recognise their voices, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I spend a lot of time with them guys. But, it's more like curiosity. They ask questions, but, like, there's, like, no judgment there. I don't feel judged at all by
That's
anyone.
Good.
They're actually really good with it. But, the place.
So there is good guys out there?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's nice. Yeah. Oh, that's
right. But like, all the guys I work with are like probably old enough to be my dad.
Oh.
So I feel like that's why they couldn't ask any other questions.
Yeah.
That'd be a bit weird.
Yeah. They just watch on telly.
Yeah.
You didn't say that, I said that. Yeah. That was my joke, guys.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Yeah, she still wants her job, so please. Have you had problems with that in the past?
Yeah, so the place I actually worked at before that, it wasn't about Babe Station. I actually got fired for having OnlyFans.
What?
Yeah. And it's like a bizarre situation because...
How can they do that, though? Surely that's a massive HR thing.
So I was in HR.
Whoa. So they sacked you for having OnlyFans and you were doing HR for them?
Yeah, so I was in HR and they said it was unprofessional because I had OnlyFans. But the whole situation was basically a guy that worked for the company that I'd never met, never spoken to before, was apparently going around showing photos of me to people, saying that he had subscribed to my OnlyFans. But these photos, from what I was described, are not me, because it was like X-rated stuff.
Mm.
I don't do that on my OnlyFans and I never have.
Okay.
So just someone saying that they had photos of me and videos and stuff got me fired. I never saw the photos and videos. No one would ever show me. But I feel like it was just more about because they had OnlyFans, whether what they liked on there or not, like whether it was bad or good, or do you know what I mean?
Was this when OnlyFans just came out?
No, this would have been like 4.5 years ago, I'd say.
Oh man, that's bad. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's just emphasizes the whole thing, like we just said before, with the how guys look at it and stuff like that. And it's just
it was a female manager that fired me though.
That's why.
I feel like it was jealousy.
Yeah, 100%. That's why a guy wouldn't fire you for that.
Could you not take like legal action on that?
No, because you can't take a company to a tribunal unless you've been there for 2 years.
Oh, okay.
And they told me that when they fired me. So they knew, I feel like they knew what they were doing was wrong. If not, why would you fire someone and say, by the way, you can't take us to a tribunal because you haven't been here long enough? Why would you say that in like an exit interview?
Yeah, I don't see what's the problem with you having OnlyFans though and doing that job like...
And my OnlyFans is quite like tame.
Obviously they had a conception of what OnlyFans is.
Yeah,
and did they think like, I don't know. I don't know what their thought pattern is.
Yeah, I feel like they...
Tweet us and let us know your side of the story, which is irrelevant. Anyway.
Actually, quick question. So it was a guy that had signed up to your OnlyFans.
Apparently.
Yeah, so he was allowed to stay there.
So you could argue sexism, right?
So I did.
Okay.
Yeah, so I actually said to them, okay, so I want it investigated. Who has apparently signed up for my OnlyFans? Who is sharing this photo or video of me that they apparently have of me?
Because that's revenge as well. If you share it to people, that's known as revenge, right?
Revenge
that's
porn.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, so I was like, I want it investigated and I want this person investigated. And it's about 3 months after they fired me, they emailed me and just said, no further action has been taken. And that was it. They never done anything else. So that's why I'm like questioning, like,
the system's messed up.
Yeah.
Just to let you know, for a tribunal, just because I'm a little bit of a self-employment guru.
That's your new name now. It's Al, the self-employment
there
guru.
There are exceptions to that two-year rule. And one of them is if you feel like you've been discriminated against based on your sex.
Never knew that.
You could actually have taken them to a tribunal.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, they didn't tell me that information.
But that's probably why they told you.
Yeah.
You can't. Do you know what I mean? They put that thought in your head so you wouldn't go out and do any of your own research.
Yeah.
Because if you had done, do you know what I mean? You probably would have.
I hope they're watching, man. They are going to be sweating.
I know some of the people that work there do follow me on socials. So
yeah. I guess they're not all horrible. Right? Did you still get on with some of them?
No, there was like.
No, they're all horrible.
do you know what? There's probably like one person that I've spoke to since leaving there.
Okay.
That was like, I had on Facebook and stuff. It was a guy and he was really nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, no one else, no one else I've ever even spoken to since leaving there.
Mm. Oh, that's messed up. So let's go back to dating and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Have you tried online dating? Have you tried this online dating stuff? How's that go?
No.
I don't like them either. What have you tried? Because I've done Bumble, I've done Hinge, I've done Tinder, which is a waste of everyone's time.
Oh my God. So first, okay, I was on Bumble and no one told me that the girl had to message first. I didn't realise that was a rule of Bumble.
Well, I'm not going to lie, Bumble's just made it easy for me. That's why I did that one. Because I was like, well, she's just going to have to.
But no one told me that.
But
so
it's really demoralising when you get no messages.
Yeah. So that's how I felt.
Like, say that again.
Yeah, sorry.
No, so that's how I felt. So I was matching all these people and no one was messaging me. So I started unmatching people and like, I deleted the app. And it wasn't until like weeks later, someone was like, you do realise that guys can't actually physically message you first.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, what?
And then did you just get rid of the app?
I'd already got rid of it at this point. I thought, there's no going back now. I've embarrassed myself enough. All these guys are going to be like, oh, she's back for round two. She didn't bother messaging me.
That's true.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
No one ever told me that.
No. No, the other ones are easier because like, don't know. I guess it's traditional for the. Do you think it's like the guy messages first? Like, when you're out on the night out, the guy would normally walk up to the girl, which is shit scary, isn't it?
Aww.
It is. No, it is though. I'm not trying to be cutesy and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's scary. But I normally sit in the corner on my phone.
did she come to you, T? Because you've got a partner.
No.
You went to her.
Yeah, I'm not going to say how.
No, no, that's fine. No,
I'll tell you after the show. But I went to her.
Okay, that makes sense. I guess I don't know anyone like, but then I work at Babe Station. So what Babe Station girl would go to him? Do you know what I mean? He just takes a picture and sends it all to his mates anyway. So
Standard.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Have you done any other, like you've done speed dating, you've done anything like that?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I went to London to an event in London, a singles event.
Okay.
And let's just say I'll never be going to one again.
Why?
It was like scraping the bottom of the barrel of singles.
This was with girls here, right?
Yeah.
This is with Annie May
and three Babe Station girls.
And Tanya, yeah.
We literally walked in and the security guard went, you're not here for the singles night, are you? We were like, yeah. And he actually laughed. And we were like, what's he laughing for? Walked in and was like, shit. That's why he laughed.
It was a really singles night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But surely those guys were buzzing. Imagine that. You go to a London singles night. You've probably gone for a few times now. And then you're there. Three Babe Station girls walk in.
Exactly.
Did they approach you?
Yeah. So many people approached us.
And what was their lines? What did they say?
Oh my God. I can't even remember. They were like, there was awful chat up lines though.
Why do guys do that? Why do guys go for chat up lines?
Yeah, it's really cringy stuff as well. Like,
has a chat up line ever worked on you?
They say it and I'm like, what am I going to say to that? They've just killed the conversation.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about chat up lines.
Yeah, because they're just like showy offy.
Yeah.
And they don't really make sense either.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so you're on the singles night. Because I guess you're looking for a relationship, or
I get bored.
Yeah,
yeah, I get bored sometimes, and I think, do you know what? It'd be nice to be with someone right now.
Yeah,
and then give it a month, and I'm no longer bored, and I'm like, do you know what? I'm happy being single.
Yeah,
that's probably why I'm single.
Because you don't want to be with anyone.
I'm like, do you know what? Don't want you anymore. Thanks for a good month, but I'm no longer bored.
You get bored easy.
It's hot girl summer now. See you in winter.
Do you get bored with the guy, or do you just get bored? Like, do you just think it's not going anywhere, or?
I think I get bored with the guy.
Really?
Yeah, like, I see like one little red flag and I'll keep seeing them. And then at the end, I'm like, do you know what? That little red flag at the beginning is still there. So let's just...
What's your longest relationship?
A year.
Is that it?
Do you know how long I've been single?
How long?
6 years.
Oh, shit. So, yeah.
Dun, dun. See, that's where you need one of your little...
I've lost some words.
The silence. The silence.
You can't even think what button to press.
People would think that's crazy, though, just because, like, because of what you do. Mm. And obviously, like, you know, you're a beautiful girl. And it's just hard to believe that you haven't been... You're not been in a relationship. Like, I mean, it's easy for... to believe that I haven't been in a relationship for. Why is everyone nodding their head instantly? Don't put the sound effect on. Don't do the clapping.
No, I was just going to say, because you work at Babe Station.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah. Thanks, man. Thanks, man. I'll keep using that reason. Yeah.
I'll use that.
Yeah. You use that one as well. Yeah. No, but it is a thing that definitely does affect
I feel like I'm
it.
Like this fantasy that people like wish they could be with, and they actually never could, no matter who they are.
Yeah, and then
because I'll stay single forever.
Never. Nah, I think you'll definitely find someone. It's just got to be the right timing, I guess.
Mm.
But
I'm very picky.
You're picky. Yeah. Okay, so you said some red flags. What are red flags? Like, just so I know what to avoid.
I have there's many red flags, but okay. Like the last guy I was seeing, his red flag straight from the beginning was he wanted kids in the next 2 years, and after that I was like, no.
How long did you know him for when he said that?
A few months. Yeah, and he was like, I want to have a kid in the next 2 years. That's me working it out, like I'd have to fall pregnant in the next year.
But then you're gonna have to I think your mic's just scratching against your jeans there. I think surely you'd have to why would a guy say, did you not have a conversation about it afterwards and say like, oh, we felt uncomfortable like with that because that's not my plan? Or
he asked me if I wanted kids.
Mm.
And I was like, no. And then he sort of like gave a little nervous laugh and was like, I can't tell if you're being serious or not.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I don't want kids.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, well, I want kids in the next 2 years.
Mm.
And then we were actually seeing each other for about 6 months. But yeah. Like further down the line, I was like, this is going to be an issue, like, because I don't want kids and you really do.
Mm.
And it got to the point where he was like, actually, no, I don't want kids anymore. And I was like, no, that's not how this works. You don't just decide you don't want kids anymore.
Yeah.
I feel like he was waiting, thinking I would change my mind.
The thing is, like, at least that's like a serious, like, discussion. Like, that's an important conversation to have, and that's like a good reason.
It's a good red flag.
Do you know that's a good red flag? To have. Do you have bad ones?
There's so many red flags.
Go on, give me another one.
Like, if a guy says to me their ex is a psycho, red flag straight away. No girl's a psycho unless you've made her a psycho like that.
Yes, that's the thing.
That's
though.
The sort of thing.
That's the thing. Like stuff like that. It's just childish though, isn't it? Because surely you got to build trust in a relationship and stuff like that. And it's like when you break that trust and you don't communicate, then it's just like messed up, and that's what happens. But I guess there's going to be, do you think, is there any red flags that have come up and you're like, do you know what? I'm going to give it another chance.
No.
Okay.
I'm
the single for 6 years thing is starting to feel like not anyone else's fault, but your own.
Makes sense.
It's starting to make sense now. No, but that makes sense though.
A red flag for me as well, like someone that's not motivated, someone that moans about their job and says that they hate it, but they never want to change it and they never want to do any better.
Yeah.
That's a red flag for me.
But it must be, but everyone moans about their job, but it must be a constant thing. Like when you see it as a constant thing.
Yeah, no, it's been like I dated a guy before and he was a bartender. Nothing against bartenders, but
I used to bartend.
See, I have as well.
Yeah, yeah.
But he was like, oh, the money's shit. Like, the hours are shit. And I was just like, well, why don't you look for another job then? He's like, oh, I'm just going to stay here a bit longer. And I was like, well, I was like, but, like, everything you've just told me, you could actually change by getting another job. And he had like, what did he have? Like an engineering, he had like an engineering qualification. I was like, so why are you at a bar and moaning about it when you've literally got qualifications to get another job?
So you want someone that matches, like, because you are ambitious, like, because obviously all you're doing here.
I work hard for the stuff that I've got. I want someone that wants to do the same and doesn't just moan that they haven't got things.
Well, firstly, you work like 7 days a week.
Yes.
Which is mad in
general. 3 years.
You've worked 7 days a week for 3 years.
It would have been 3 years in October. So like,
you ain't got time.
3.5 years. I've got time to waste, okay? I was busy.
Yeah. But it's good though, because obviously like, because you recently, I saw, because you went to like one of my dream places, Iceland.
Yes.
How was that?
Yeah, it was good.
You won a competition, didn't you?
Yeah, I went for a photo shoot So it's like a photo shoot holiday. But yeah, so I didn't have to pay for it. So it's good.
That's sick. How's Iceland?
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah.
Yeah. Is traveling something you really want to do, like just constantly? Or is it, have you got a couple of places you want to go to? Or
I go on like 5 holidays a year, at least.
You go on 5 holidays a year?
Yeah.
What you got this year?
So this year, all I've got booked so far this year is...
I've got Cornwall booked this year.
No, I've just got Turkey and Greece.
Okay.
That's all I've got booked, but I will be going to America at some point this year. And I should be booking to go to Dubai later in the year.
Nice.
And then probably like another European place. But I was gone.
Yeah. Just don't do anything naughty in Dubai because you'll go straight to... Did you hear the story recently? In the news about the Love Island girl? Did you hear about that?
All I know about is...
Not that thing. I wasn't talking about that thing.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
No.
I'm going to shut up.
Okay. No. You won't have a problem with this because you're a good girl. I assume. Yeah, you know, just drink Angel. And stuff like that. There's a girl in... there's a girl that went on Love Island, right? She came back from Dubai and she was like, all fine. There was a video floating around of her doing a line of cocaine. And it all went around and it went all viral and stuff like that. I don't know if she was doing it on someone. I don't know. This is all allegedly, by the way. I've only seen this earlier today. Yeah. She was flying to somewhere like where you have to transfer in Dubai. She went, landed in Dubai, got arrested. She's looking at 10 years.
Is her name Kaz?
Yeah, Kaz.
I heard of that.
Yeah, Kaz.
Do not fuck about in these countries.
That's
man.
It. That's
like,
it, man.
If you're listening to this podcast, don't go to Dubai.
Yeah.
Don't go to Africa.
Well, you can go to Dubai.
Yeah.
Don't go anywhere.
Alyssa Jay's good.
About.
Yeah. It's just mad. But she was on Love Island. Kaz, exactly. Yeah. It's Kaz.
Yeah, because she, I just remember seeing something because she like opened up like a school or something in Thailand and put loads of money into it and like to done loads of charity.
Yeah, because she's not
and
a bad person.
Like, oh, she done one thing and yeah, that's what I saw of it. Yeah.
Yeah. And she's like, yeah, I mean, like, you know, she just wanted to have a good time, but she chose the wrong place.
Yeah.
Would you do Love Island?
No.
Nah. Why not?
Do you know what?
You do well on Love Island because easy to get on with.
I've actually had a message from a casting person before from Love Island asking if I would be interested in applying for the show. But the reason I stop it at that point is because I feel like they're approaching me because I'm pretty. They're not approaching me for any other reason. They're not approaching me because they think I would suit the show or because my personality would be good and they think I'm likable. They literally have just seen my photos and thought, she'd be good.
That's the sort of thing annoyed you because you are all those other things, but that's not what you got. That's interesting.
So I feel like.
But why? How would they get to know your personality unless you actually went and turned up?
Apply myself.
Oh, okay.
like, because Big Brother's coming back, isn't it? So I guess you have to fill out like a massive form, and it's like, it's the fact that they've approached you and
they've only approached me because you're
only pretty.
Not because they've seen like even any TikToks or anything of me actually speaking. It's just purely photos. And they'd be like, oh, would you be interested in like coming down? It's like, no, thank you.
And that was their first instinct. So you were just like, no.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have been on other TV shows though, haven't you?
Yeah. And I've been asked to go on several TV shows, yeah.
Okay. Before we go into the one you've been on, what ones have you been asked to go on?
So there was Love Island.
Love Island.
There was Celebs Go Dating. I got asked to go on there.
Oh, okay.
Married at First Sight.
Married at First Sight, yeah. I'd do that one.
Yeah. With that one, it's just like, They take you out of your life for 3 months.
Yeah.
And that's just a long time for me to disappear.
It's 3 months, yeah, because it's different now, isn't it? Because I watched the last one where everyone... I was obsessed with it, or you were obsessed?
Both were
obsessed with it. Because you told me to start watching it, and then I started watching it, and it was just like... Because
you're coming in, like, I'm catching up.
Yeah, I'm catching up, that's it. Because they do it like... I don't know what the style is. When it's like... Not The Only Way Is Essex or like Made in Chelsea. Like it's like afterwards they like all get together and they know there's going to be arguments. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, it's just so much more entertaining like that. And you'd be good on that though.
Mm.
So would they like match you with someone? Do you have to fill out like a form like you would do?
Yeah. So with Married at First Sight, I actually went through all the process of the application process and everything with them. So I had a phone call with them. I had a like Zoom interview and everything. It just got to a certain point where I sort of pulled out, but I had all of that. So yeah, they ask you all about your type. what you do and don't like in a guy. Like, just, and I just feel like all my answers are impossible because I'm not going to like anyone.
Yeah.
So I feel like they're probably never going to find me a man anyway.
I bet it was.
Not with my requirements, not on my list.
I feel like you filling out the form was quite an experience in itself. You're just like, oh, God, I don't like anyone.
Excuse me, I need another bit of paper. Fill this one.
Yeah. Celebs Go Dating, you done any other? Been any
yeah ones? Like these, like Celebs Go Dating and stuff, they just messaged me and asked if I wanted to do it and I just didn't respond. Maybe I should have.
Because you'd go out with another celebrity then, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I would go out with a celebrity. Yeah,
that'd be fun.
Yeah, I think I don't like the idea of myself being compared to other people.
Okay,
I'm one of the people that I question myself a lot, so if they put me and another girl and they pick the other girl, I would think personally, why not me, why them? And I don't think I want to put myself in that situation.
That's true.
Where I'm like, why am I not good enough? Why did they not pick me?
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, that's why the Married at First Sight makes more sense than doing the Love Island. Yeah. Me doing the other thing. You did an episode of you've sent it to me. Was it Single Town?
Single Town, yeah.
Which I don't know if anyone's heard of it because
no,
neither have I.
It never came back.
It never came back. So did you just do one episode?
Yeah, I done one episode. So there was one series filmed of it a few years ago.
It was on ITV.
Yeah, on ITV, ITV2. Yeah. And then
what stage were you, like, were you working here? Were you working at studio? Were you not doing it at all?
I think it was just before I was at, no, actually, I think I was here.
You think you were here?
Yeah.
And then, so how did that?
Well, I was at studio.
So there's this one clip that you sent me. I don't think it's bad. I don't think you should be embarrassed at all. Honestly, the guy's an idiot.
I called him out.
Rightfully so. So it's a couple, right? And there, it's like, you know, like I said before,
we were at a mixer.
At a mixer.
Yeah.
I'm talking for you. You say what happened.
No, so we were.
You were there. I wasn't even there. I've just seen the video over and over again. you go.
So we were at a mixer, and everyone was talking to everyone, and they sort of just paired us off at one point. So there was me and another girl with these two guys that were on the show. And then, just sat and had a conversation, but the guy didn't know my name. And I told him, but he just obviously was very arrogant, I think.
So arrogant. You can tell by, did he, like, apologise?
No. I don't even think on that clip you can see him apologise. I don't think he apologised. I think he just sort of laughed it off. And do you know what's funny, though? He was very arrogant on the show, I think, when he thought he was going to be all famous and that. And then after the show, it didn't go anywhere. He slid into my DMs, and I was like, no, hon.
You're joking.
He started trying to message me on Instagram after, like, not knowing my name and, like, being very, like, off with me on the show.
And then what did he say?
No, he was just messaging me, like, oh, would you want to meet up sometime and stuff like that.
No,
and
you just parred me off on ITV.
Yeah, live TV, forgot my name. Like, thanks, hon.
I mean, that's some, like, I mean, not, I don't know if arrogance is the right word, but surely, like, is it naivety or, like, there's no self-awareness there, is it? Like, surely.
He just thought.
I'm looking for support. That's what I'm looking this way for.
I think he just thought he was going to be,
gonna lie.
Like,
I'm not going to lie.
This big person that could have anyone he wanted. I feel like that's what he thought. Oh, I'm going to do this show and I can get anyone. So I'm not going to bother with these people. And then after, he's like, shit, actually, they're my best bet.
I didn't want this podcast to be about how shit men are, but it's not working good for us, is it?
Is it that bad? Like, I forget people's names all the time. I haven't seen the clip.
Nah,
I'll show you the clip.
Okay. I'll show you the clip now. Let me show you the clip.
He's chatting to 23-year-old Alicia. That's Alicia.
So tell us a bit about you. What's your usual time?
As long as I find someone, like, attractive and have, like, a good laugh, good personality.
Nah, could you potentially see something going on?
What?
Do you even know my name?
Yeah.
What's my name?
Shit. Who needs names
when it's all about numbers, eh? Do you know what I mean? That was all the bit that one of my friends sent that to me.
But, do you know what I mean, though?
Yeah, no, you could tell just by the look on his face. It looked like he was even, like, proud of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, nah.
He was trying to be funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
He was trying to be this big main character.
Yeah.
And he's...
not.
No. And then NPC. And then he just went straight to the DMs because he was like, well, do you know what? I've already been a dick, so I might as well just go full dickhead and just see if I can get a shag out of it. Obviously.
They tried to set me up on another date with him the day after as well, but I said no.
Oh, really? So
I got rid of my airtime because I didn't want to sit with the guy.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't want to sit with him either.
Yeah, they were like, can you come on a date the next day? Like, we'll do it. And I was like, thank you, I'm going to go home.
Yeah, fair play, fair play.
Thanks for the trip to London.
So, as we're talking about DMs, do you want to play a game? Yeah. I've already... let's not pretend. I've already prepared you for this game.
Yes.
Alyssa J has kindly let me go on her phone and I'm going to go on your Instagram and we'll do a little slide in the DMs, yeah? Okay. I think I know what the right thing to say is. You're already looking nervous. I promise I won't be that bad. Or it might be. I'll see how I feel as we go along.
I always get B-list celebrities slide into my DMs, never A-list.
Okay, well, let's go. Do you want to go A-list or do you want to go realistic? I want to find you. So first of all, they've got to be in the UK, unless you want to move somewhere. Mm-hmm. Would you want to move to another country?
Depends how hot it is.
No, let's stick UK.
Yeah. Okay, so don't say exactly, but what like region do you live around? Like, you're not from Scotland, is it?
No, I spend more time probably around London.
Around London.
London and surrounding.
That's cool. Okay, we can do that. So south, basically. That would make more sense.
I feel like only northern people think London is just south.
I'm not northern, though.
No, but northern people are like south. I wouldn't even consider London as south.
No, that's true. No, you wouldn't.
I feel like central.
Yeah. Well, it's not in the middle, though, is it?
Close enough.
Yeah, well, yeah. No, it's not. okay, so how do you feel about footballers?
Footballers are a little bit arrogant.
What do you think?
Footballers I've spoken to in the past.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, actually, I forgot. You put a Twitter thing the other day and I replied to it.
I did.
What was your tweet?
Should I tell the girlfriend of the footballer that's been messaging me for the last year that he's been messaging me?
Oh my God. And then I started asking questions, which I will re-ask here to try and find out who it is. Is the girl work here?
No.
That could have been trouble. So the girl doesn't work here?
No.
Okay. The footballer. Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask the same questions. I can't remember what I said as answers. So he's not Premier League, is he?
No, Championship.
Championship. Where does he play? Is he attacker, defender?
Defender.
Central defender?
No.
Don't know, defender. That's all right, that's enough.
He stands in front of the goal.
He's
not the keeper.
Defender. And does he play for... So Championship, defender, does he play for a northern team or a southern team?
Southern team.
Around London?
No.
Wait, get up the Championship table for me. And then... Okay, so he's a defender. He plays in the Championship. Plays for a southern team. Is it around London? Couple of hours from London.
Is it Luton?
No. Luton's closer to London than a couple of hours.
I don't know. we'll cut out the geography. Maybe like...
Reading?
Bit further away from London. No.
QPR?
Nope.
Oh... Oi, this
I don't
is
feel
exciting.
Like they're that far down the league, you know.
Watford?
No.
Oh, Watford would have been a good shout. Let me get up. I'm gonna put your phone down. I just need to see. Let me have a look. Championship team.
Sheffield?
Nope.
Are we just listing places now?
Yeah.
Just listing everyone.
This is part of the game.
How long have we got here?
Have they? So, how long has he played for this club?
4 years.
Ooh, how old is he?
22.
Is he white or black? I don't know where we're going. Okay, cool.
Mixed. He's mixed race.
Football players sweating right now, man.
Do you reckon all Championship football players are sweating right now?
100%.
I've had several players message me. Quite a few. Yeah.
Oh my God.
What?
If we get the name, will you say it?
Potentially.
Exclusive.
Exclusive.
I'll let you
that's
get to
the Instagram.
Team.
That's the Instagram post to advertise.
Oh my God. Okay. Right. So if I find this Championship football player.
Is it Millwall? Said Millwall?
No, that's too close to London. It's a couple of hours away.
Oh, yeah, basically, this footballer has been messaging me for a year maybe. And I found out last week he's had a girlfriend for 2 years.
And did you think it was going well?
No, it's just been like he always messages me asking to meet me. Asking to come around my house, asking me for photos all the time. And I literally found out last week, there was like, he's got a girlfriend. So I found his girlfriend on socials and they've been together 2 years. But he's been talking to me for a year, maybe longer than a year.
That's mad.
Yeah. And I never knew because I don't have him on socials or anything. I never knew he had a girlfriend. But yeah, I literally found out last week that he's got a girlfriend.
West Brom.
No.
So London to Milton Keynes is
probably about an hour. It's 30 minutes away, you said.
Yeah, they're near the, they're not as far down as you lot are going on the table.
Sheffield United?
No, they're in the top 10.
Norwich? No, I said Norwich. Sunderland.
No, Sunderland's north.
So far.
Coventry.
No.
Sunderland.
Sunderland.
No.
Middlesbrough.
Middlesbrough.
No, what did you say before that? Guys, we're so close.
Sheffield.
Before that.
Fuck.
Hold on, let's just do this sensibly.
Burnley. Right? Yeah. No. It's not a game anymore if we don't do it like that. Everyone's look
in the top 10.
Guys, look, it's very simple. The longer this goes on, the more every championship football player is sweating.
Blackburn.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. They're just sweating now. They're thinking, oh no.
Norwich.
They're looking in their Norwich. Insta. Norwich.
It's Norwich.
Okay, let's go Norwich's team.
Let's go to the squad.
Okay, Norwich's team. Oi.
I can't tell you the person. I don't know if I'm going to out him to his girlfriend yet.
Do you get on with a girlfriend?
I don't know her.
Maybe this might be a bit deep.
First name start of an...
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Is that
second
enough?
Name and his second name...
Yeah. Okay. All right. That's enough.
It doesn't take long to crack.
Okay. Just
can always cut that bit out.
No. Just to clarify, like Alyssa J did not say anything there. Yeah.
Yeah. I said it.
You said it. Yeah. You just said the team and the league and what position you guys.
And his initials.
I gave you
and what colour you were.
Oh, okay. All right. Well.
Yeah. I don't trust footballers.
Nah, man, I'm not surprised. Well, we've punished the whole of the Championship League and every player in it. Let's.
And there's another player. Here we go. I don't know what team he plays for. Let me look on my phone. There's another player who messaged me and he actually got really, I'd say, angry and abusive with me because I wouldn't send him photos.
Okay, we can say his name.
Okay, yeah. Well,
and let's have a look. Oh, I think he's Premier League as well.
Oi.
We're in the big leagues now.
I don't do football. He plays for Everton.
Defender, do you know where he plays?
No, I don't know.
Okay. No, fair enough.
It didn't go on for that long.
Did he play for England?
No.
Do you know what we'll do? We'll leave it at Everton. Guys, guess. We'll post this.
Yeah. Guess what it is, yeah.
And then leave it in the comments who you think it is.
Yeah,
he sent me very like nasty messages because I wouldn't send him nudes, basically.
Okay, so...
He's like, do you not know who I am?
We can bleep it and edit it out. Who was it?
Okay.
And I got Jacob Murphy's number, mobile number.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, Jacob, Newcastle United fan.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a good lad. Good lad.
He's the only person I've actually probably spoke to that wasn't a dick. Yeah. Then he moved to Newcastle.
So. Oh, okay. Yeah, it'd be nice because he played for Norwich as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
They all start at Norwich.
So, even though we just beeped it out, if all Liverpool fans could now guess which Everton player was abusive in the DMs to Alyssa, if we could out them, that would be great. Put your guesses down below. Trust me, it's a fun game. Jordan Pitford, Newcastle fan. It's probably him. Joking, Jordan. I don't know him. I know who he is. You know?
First name basis.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Anyway, so let's... You just put your phone over there. We've still got a game to play.
As far away as I can.
We've got this game to play. Yeah. So so let's not go footballer. Okay, what about someone like a rapper in music? UK rapper?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let me have a look, see. What rappers do you like? It'd be good if you like their music as well.
I like Central C. Is he English?
Yeah.
I like his songs.
Let's look at Central C.
I don't know what he looks like. London, though. He's got like a bit of an accent there.
I don't know what he looks like. I just like his songs.
I mean, he's in America as well now, and he's doing all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, he's doing big in America.
Central, it's going to show how much I can't. Okay, he's got 6.5 million followers.
He's not going to reply to me.
He might do. You don't know. He's an entrepreneur. He's a good-looking chap. I mean, it depends on what you like. I mean...
He looks a bit skinny for me.
A bit skinny?
Hmm.
There he is. Okay, built in a...
I honestly never knew what he looked like. I just listened to his songs.
Okay.
Yeah.
So now you know what he looks like. Let's not go Central C. No offense. don't know how you're not going to take that offensive. What about RD?
Who's that?
The, what song does he do? What does RD do? Oh, I'm going to go on air.
Flowers and Oliver Twist and Loser and Wid It.
I know Flowers.
Feed me more. Oliver Twist. That one. He does that one. All right, maybe not him. I mean, you don't know his music. What about Bugsy Malone?
I don't know what he looks like.
Oh, he's a good looking chap. He's pretty built. Do you like muscly guys?
Yeah, don't mind them.
The Bugsy Malone. He's got 1.3 million followers. Why it's taking its time. Bugsy Malone. He's got his first picture's definitely trying to get something.
Yeah, he's hot.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah? He's got Bugsy Malone then.
Why do I listen to these people's songs? I don't know what they look like. I feel like I'm missing out now.
He's got the new one, like Out of Nowhere. That one's pretty good. Oh, it's pretty good. I like that song. Okay, let's message Bugsy Malone. Yeah. Okay. Oh, it comes up straight away saying, tap to send a message by Instagram. What type of products
do you
have? They're
like suggested ones, aren't they?
Do you offer free shipping? Oh, maybe it's just buying something then. Well, that's...
Maybe he sells something.
Yeah, I mean, I'll start with, hey...
I'll buy what he's selling.
How do you... Hey, Bugs. Do you want to call him Bugs?
No.
Okay. Hey, Mr. Malone?
No.
Hey,
is this why you're single?
Huh?
What would you message me?
This is not what I'm messaging you. This is what you're messaging. This is what I think Bugsy would want
to
hear.
Off that message to a girl like that.
Hey, Bugs.
Hey, Bugs. Well, if her name was Bugs, yeah. Bugsy
Malone. How would you slide in, Sam?
How would I slide in? Mm. I've never done it.
Europe.
Just Europe.
That's that way.
I feel more confident with a voice note.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'll just go straight for it. I mean, I don't slide. I mean, I do fire emoji a lot. I've done it on you a couple of times. I do fire emoji on every girl here. Yeah.
Money bags.
That's it. I don't do it. No one responds to me. They just go, thumbs up. Nice one, Sam. I was like, yeah, I was trying to slide in, but obviously not. okay, let's start with something like, how would you normally, if you were going to slide in someone's DMs, what would you say?
I feel like I'd make like an excuse as to why I was doing it.
Okay, so it's not obvious.
Just, yeah. Like a question, something that's like intriguing that people are like, should I answer this? People do it to me all the time and I don't answer, but.
So we're not going to do that. We're going to go really, really forward.
Okay.
So. Do girls start with hey? What do you start with?
Hi.
Hi.
It depends. I don't know. Yeah.
Hi.
Hey. Hi.
Babes. Bugs. Just a girl that is on Babe Station every weekend. Hashtag just saying.
Hashtag arrogant.
Well, you gotta go with confidence, do you know what I mean? Didn't know. Because you want to do a question.
Mm.
Didn't know if...
Shouldn't have said that, should I?
I could be in your next...
Music video.
Next music video.
I could feel it. I could feel it coming.
Next music video. We could go for drinks after... What do you like to drink?
Cocktails.
Two for one cocktails is on at Wetherspoons. Do you reckon he's going to know it's a guy, Wetherspoons?
I think he's going to know it's not genuine.
Do you think? Yeah, but I think he's more likely to...
I would just put two for one cocktails on you.
Two for one cocktails is on at Wetherspoons.
I would have just put two for one cocktails on you.
Are you in? It's on you, Mr. Mr. Malone. Malone. Do you sign off with a kiss?
Yeah.
Kiss? Two kisses?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not? don't even care at this point.
Just put as many as you want.
Yeah, that's cool. There you go, that's been sent. Do you want to do another one?
No.
Well, we could figure it out, do you know what I mean? Like, we've got to try and find... Well, let's not do football.
You need to go for B-list. I have a lot of...
KSI?
Yeah, that's not B-list, is it?
No, well, rapper, okay, yeah, never mind.
Do you know what I mean? I could do... Oh, well, KSI, you could do, like,
I have a lot of
rapper.
People watch my stories with blue ticks.
How do I do that? What do you mean?
Like, I have a lot of, like, say, celebs, but B-list celebs that...
I watch your story?
Yeah, that watch my story and go on my profile, but they don't follow me. It's really weird. I see it all the time.
Okay, so if
a
I
guy
wanna...
from Hollyoaks recently Let started me... watching all my
so
stuff.
So if I go on your story now... Me. Oh, story of... You did a story of the last podcast we did.
Yeah.
That's cool. Let me see who's...
If I find a blue tick. You never know.
There's...
No, I had a guy in Hollyoaks recently follow me.
Oh, really?
Like loads of my photos, yeah.
Yeah? What about an actor?
Yeah.
You don't seem that... And you've had a lot of people look at your thing. No blue ticks today. Just loads of
PlayStation fans.
Yeah, just loads of nobodies joking. You're all important to Alyssa J, just not to me. Okay, let's go. Let's go.
I don't even think I have any. Do you know who my celebrity crush is?
Go on,
Anthony Joshua.
That's a good one to message.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't even know if he's single.
Why? Because he's lost a couple of fights now and he's probably going to...
And he's looking to lower his standards.
Oh, no, I didn't mean that. I didn't mean that. I meant as in the fact that he ain't got a fight to build up for, is he? He's not doing a lot of work at the moment. Well, he might be, to be fair.
Got a bit of spare time on his hands.
That's it. I think he's got a fight coming up.
I actually think he did.
But, you know, Anthony Joshua, like, I don't know, man. Like, I love watching him box, but... Do you not think he just has like a bit of arrogance look at him?
I don't think I've ever watched him box, to be fair.
Do you even know what he looks like?
Yeah. He's my celebrity crush.
Okay, yeah. So you're just going purely on looks then?
Yeah.
All right, if it's not looks, who would you go for? Like, is there a celebrity or like...
Someone funny.
We could do a comedian.
Okay. I don't know any comedian's names.
Okay, well, this is going to be hard then.
You just go for what you want to go for.
I'll just... Yeah, I feel like you've just sort of given up because you feel like we're not...
I'm good with faces, not with names.
Okay. What about... Okay, let's not do comedian then. We can do actor. We could do... Who's on EastEnders recently? Go on, man in the booth. What about like... Do you want... Like, is there height? Is there blue eyes, blonde hair, brown eyes? Brown hair, like, what's your type?
My type is tall, dark and handsome.
Tall, dark and handsome.
But with like...
Speak for yourself, too.
But I like light eyes. Like, I don't like brown eyes. Which I have brown eyes, I know. But
yeah.
I prefer people with light eyes.
Yeah, I don't think Instagram will let me do that. Find that.
Preferences.
I mean, that would be good, though, wouldn't it? Instagram, sort it out. I don't know what Anthony Joshua is. I don't think Anthony Joshua is on Insta, you know. AJ.
By the sounds of it, you're into like your black guys, right? But no, just because of who everyone we've pointed out so far.
You're allowed to comment on this, Alan. Yeah, you.
Well,
yeah.
I didn't know what colour Central Cee was, okay? Just saying.
Okay, cool. Okay. Just because we're looking. I can't find that many black actors in EastEnders.
Tall, dark,
BBC,
and handsome.
Sort it out. Okay.
Tall, dark and handsome. They don't have to be black.
Should I just type in black people?
No. How much of this are we going to have to cut out? What about who? Does anyone with a blue tick already follow you?
Who's the Hollyoaks guy that likes all your shit?
I don't know his name, but he's black.
He's black, there you go.
He was a policeman in Hollyoaks, I think. I didn't know who he was. I just had a stalk on his profile because I thought, why is he liking my photos?
If you don't get a reply from a Hollyoaks actor, you're washed.
Boy, that's pressure, man. He might be busy on Hollyoaks. What's the guy's name, so I can have a look?
Is it this guy? PC Sol Reeves.
What's his actual name? I don't think that's his Instagram name, Alan.
Yeah, I started putting in PC.
hold on.
This conversation hasn't been very PC.
Hey, officer.
Hey, officer.
Portrayed by Chris... Charles.
Chris Charles.
Oh, no, you're right, sorry.
That's what I made out.
Chris Charles official. He's a thespian and a human. So, they're both good.
I have no idea.
He's a father.
Oh. Yes, homewrecker.
Yeah, that's
and
him.
Let's do it.
That guy?
Yeah, that's him.
That him?
Yeah.
So, has he already messaged you?
No, he was liking all my photos, but if you, and watching my stories, but if you go on...
Yeah.
No, yeah, he's just liking all my photos and followed me.
Come on, Chris Charles. Should we go?
Go on then.
Yay! I reckon this one's got potential, you know, so I'm going to...
I do get loads of random people start watching my stories, like, and I never realized before that I used to talk to a guy that was on Love Island.
Oh, right.
He was only on, like, the villa, so he wasn't on there long, but after he started messaging me again, I was like, who the hell is this? And realized he was on Love Island, that we had been speaking for ages. Like, we actually matched on Tinder before we went in the villa.
That's mad.
Yeah.
We'll message that guy in a bit.
He does reply.
Yeah. Hey. No, hi. You start with hi. Hi, Chris. Just watching Hollyoaks.
I've never seen Hollyoaks in my life.
What? Oh, this is when my dick.
dick. What's happened to your dick?
Dick? No. I was going to say this is where my dyslexia comes into play, but I said dick instead, so I can't even speak. How do you spell Hollyoaks?
Hollyoaks.
I thought it was literally what it is.
Literally.
It's all live, isn't it? Just watching Hollyoaks. And
is he even still on Hollyoaks?
I must say.
It says on the wiki.
He ain't left, has he?
I must say.
Watching Hollyoaks Omnibus.
Yeah, there we go. I had that. I was watching Oh, other things.
He ain't spelling that.
Oh, it's all right. It's come up automatically. Oh, sorry. Yeah, Omnibus. There we go. Had to correct myself. And I must say. Your acting is just okay.
Sounds about right.
But you're fit. So that must be why you got the job.
Start Story of hate. My life.
Start with hate. I like it.
But... lucky for you, you have a new audition taking me out on a date. I want it to be as pricey as possible.
We can see why Sam's Bumble wasn't popping off. Anyway.
Because let's be honest, I'm worth it. Hashtag payday day. Am I right to send that?
I feel like I don't really have a choice now. So
it's already sent anyway. So. Okay.
People are going to think I'm horrible.
Well, they won't, because they'll see this and they'll know it's me.
I hope so.
It's all right. If we could, if they reply back, can we check back in with you with an update and see what they say? And then can I reply to them back?
Okay.
Well, thanks, Lissa.
Thank you.
It's been great. We've covered lots of things today. We've covered... what have we covered? We played a game where we slid into...
my whole love life.
Your whole love life. We've just played with your life today. We've slipped into a couple of celebrities' DMs. We've found out about how you started a babe station, what your interests are and who you are as a person, and then also a little bit about your love life and, like, how... it's hard being single or doing what you're doing, and obviously going back into you've done dating shows to try and find someone and stuff like that, but
they never work.
Everything about it sounds like you're pretty happy being single. So yeah. So I just want to give a massive round of applause to Alyssa J, our lovely guest today. Episode 2. That's it. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
That's all right. That's all right. Thank you for listening to the Option One podcast with Alyssa J. Thank you so much for being a lovely guest today. Go and follow her and go and follow us on all our social media platforms. We're signing out. Thank you very much.
You're through to Option One.